Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Portland Trailblazers got a big vacancy to fill. At one center court, it is replacing Terry Stotts. And names are flying all over the place. And earlier this morning, we checked in on theathletic.com and we saw Sam Amick had a piece up about an interested name in the Portland Trailblazers vacancy. And he was kind enough to join us today. Sam, thank you so much for the time. How you doing this afternoon?
Doing great, guys. Thanks for having me.
You know, we saw Mike D'Antoni's name interested in the Blazers head coaching position. And I think a lot of folks in Rip City went, huh? Because we heard Neil O'Shea earlier this week talk about everything he was looking for in a coach. And it seems like that's right. Kind of against the grain here with this D'Antoni name popping up.
Yeah, no question. It's funny, admittedly, you know, for me, writing-wise, reporting-wise, this is one of those where if it wasn't somebody of Mike's stature and resume and profile, then, you know, you don't write and report on every single person who has interest in the job. But, you know, Mike's coming off an extremely successful four-year run in Houston. His influence on Brooklyn, like I wrote, has been pretty profound and pretty under the radar. I mean, Steve Nash has done a nice job, but scouts and executives who talk about that team tell you that's a Mike D'Antoni team. And so it does for sure go against the profile that Neil had highlighted. But I also thought it was fair to you know, make the point that Mike's reputation certainly is not the defensive end of the floor, but his Rockets teams were pretty adequate on that end. And in fact, one year they were top 10. So an interesting name. And you know, my other thought there, guys, is I'm dying to see what Neil does in the context of Damian's situation, because, you know, I think it is going to be a real risk if you go with somebody without any experience when it comes to the possible ripple effect on Damian's future there.
I think that's the thing that has everybody even more uneasy in Portland, is knowing that whoever Neil Olshey and the Blazers tap to take over as head coach is going to be a move that Damian Lillard, it feels like, is going to watch very closely as he evaluates his own future and what he wants in his career. So with that, you mentioned the defense. The Blazers were abhorrent on the defensive end this year, 29th in the league. And Neil Olshey, in that press conference, which I was in, he said, you know, 4/5 of our starting roster is under contract, the fifth one being Norman Powell, who they've made no secret they want to try and keep. They're going to make a bid for. So my question then is, with this starting five, knowing, like, in a dream world, that's who Neil Olshey made it sound like they would start this coming season, is the same starting five, for the most part, that finished 29th in the league defensively. So what does a new coach have to do to come in here and potentially just be so much better, get this team so much better on the defensive end without changing the roster much?
Well, and that's the debate, right? You make a lot of good points, but I mean, Neil the other day certainly took some criticism for his blanket statement that the roster was not the problem, right? And I think folks around the league would probably take some exception to that, as much as I think Dame and CJ are, you know, certainly an incredible duo. They have struggled defensively for quite some time. And you add Norm Powell to that, you know, that's a small trio. And, you know, to me, the X factor always has been Nurkic and his health. And there's not much a coach can do about that. Terry Stotts paid the price, I think. If they had Nurk all year, who knows if the defense was able to crawl up the standings on that end of the floor. But from there, let's say a guy like D'Antoni did come in, or anybody with an offensive tilt head coaching wise, I think you've got to have a rock solid kind of lead command assistant coach with a defensive pedigree. You know, Nate Tibbetts was playing that role under Terry. John Lucas out in Houston played that role for Mike D'Antoni. And, you know, I think that Neil is correct that the players have got to be in an environment where they feel like they're being judged every single night, not only offensively, but on the other end of the floor.
And is that kind of where, you know, a guy like D'Antoni gets maybe unfairly lumped in or as just an offensive guy? Or does he have that where he that accountability is held on both ends of the floor?
I mean, I think he's a fascinating case study in the context of Neil's stance, right?
Right.
Because I think Mike would sit there and say, well, it's really amazing how I got better as a defensive coach when I had Dwight Howard or Clint Capella or T.J. Tucker. You know, those kinds of guys, you know, you can't almost knock the Warriors out of the playoffs during a dynasty without defending the ball, and they did that. So even if you – and this is admittedly, this is a bit of a stretch, but if you go back to D'Antoni's 7 seconds or less Phoenix days, one thing I've always found so interesting is that back then we judged defense on points per game allowed.
Yeah.
That part's changed. Like, those Suns teams were not as awful defensively once you factored in pace that we thought they were at the time. We were not very sophisticated when it comes to evaluating that side of the floor. It has gotten a little bit better. But, you know, I think it is. It's Mike and Neil probably don't agree about, you know, the kind of the philosophical question of who's responsible defensively. I think the answer is probably somewhere in the middle.
You mentioned the criticism that Neil took earlier this week from that press conference, very defensively toned. Have you heard anything from around the league of other people's perceptions outside of Portland of how that went over and maybe where Portland sits, knowing sort of where Neil put his foot down on Monday saying this is not a roster construction issue?
No, not a ton. I mean, I think in general, I've got a good sense of, you know, Neil's view on it. And I think for one, to your question, I think he's fine. I'm not hearing anything about him being in trouble right now. And like you said, he's got multiple years left. And I know the TNT crew had a little fun with that. It doesn't always mean you're safe, but I don't anticipate Neil going anywhere anytime soon. And I think one thing that, you know, is going to be interesting is that Damian in the past has, you know, been a partner with Neil, but has not been one of those superstars who, you know, like a James Harden in Houston. James was literally, you know, incredibly vocal about the roster. And it's to a degree that I don't think is anywhere near what Damian is in Portland. And so Neil has been used to this world where you always have to take into account how Dame feels, but you're not going to be told what to do. And that's where the whole world picked up on what seemed to be just a little, I mean, I don't know if calling it friction is a little too strong, but just a little tense after the playoff loss when Dame obviously comes out and talks about Jason Kidd and everybody around the league knows that Neil is really big on Chauncey Billups. So, you know, I'm curious to see how this whole decision-making process goes down.
You know, when Neil laid that whole thing out and he has his parameters, is there a guy that popped into your mind that may fit that bill for the Portland Trail Blazers?
There's really not. I mean, about a month ago when we wrote about Terry's uncertain future, you know, we had Brent Berry in the story. We had Dave Yeager in the story. Yeager's a guy that I guess you could look at and say, I mean, he's got somewhat of a defensive profile, but his Kings teams were awful on that end. I'm not seeing a dream candidate based on the way he, you know, I'm sure I'm forgetting about some good candidates, but again, I can't underscore enough that, and we'll see if it bears out, but, you know, a lot of people, even though Neil said that they would be considering 20 to 25 candidates, there's this real sense that, you know, it's, you know, for Neil that it's how do I make this road end with Chauncey?
I think you just made a lot.
Obviously,
oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Sorry. Go ahead.
I just said, I think you're making a lot of people sad here in Portland driving around, you know, with the kind of the reality of it.
Listen, it's chatter and it might not play out. And I don't want to disrespect Neil's process. So I'm not trying to indicate it's not a real process. And I also am well aware there's been a lot of local pushback on Chauncey and then Jason Kidd before him. But You know, we'll see. I think an Ime Udoka is a guy, if you're looking for a non, you know, former head coach who's getting a lot of buzz right now. You know, there's other ways you could go. And that's where, I guess, to go full circle, D'Antoni, I found him so interesting because he doesn't check those boxes, but he's got a bigger profile than any of them. And there's part of me that says, if you're that uncertain about what's happening with Dame, then why not go all in on a guy who at 70 years old, you know, you're probably talking 2-3 years max with D'Antoni. You figure out, can we get it done with Dame or not? And then at that point, you know, you're either going to be celebrating a championship and having a hell of a story, or you're going to be finding a way to move him and move on.
Sam Amick, The Athletic, NBA writer. We always appreciate the time. Thank you so much, man.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.